Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new movies, a crime drama, a horror movie, and a documentary. There's a possible killer named Akilla, a horror movie about horror movies, and a documentary about two famous gay writers who wrote about themselves. Akilla's Escape, co-written and directed by Charles Officer. It's present-day Toronto. Akilla, played by Saul Williams, is a smart and well-read guy who was born in Jamaica, grew up in Queens, New York, and ended up in Toronto as a teenager. He has built a career with a successful grow-op he calls The Farm for 20 years, but feels it's time for a change. There's been a rash of gang violence, and he wants out. But on the same day he wants to retire, he interrupts a robbery gone wrong, leaving dead bodies in its wake. Most of the remaining local gangsters get away with two bags full of cash and drugs, which should have been handed to organized crime. But one of them, who Akilla knocks out during the robbery, is still lying unconscious on the floor. And when he pulls off his mask, he sees young Shepherd, played by Tamala Mpumlawana, a 15-year-old boy who reminds him of himself at that age. He doesn't want to hand him over to the mob because, well, they'll probably kill him. But he also needs to recover the stolen cash and drugs. Otherwise, he'll be the one to suffer. Can he get Shepherd to confess, avoid a hitman from the Greek mob, and catch a fugitive killer without dying himself? Akilla's Escape is a complex and engrossing crime drama set within Toronto's Jamaican community. Through a series of flashbacks, it's told in three parallel stories about people dragged into a life of crime, largely against their own will. Young Akilla in Queens, Shepherd in Toronto, and the adult Akilla in present-day Toronto. It's nicely shot in a distinctive style, colored with reds and yellows to differentiate the different time periods where the movie takes place. Saul Williams is really good as Akilla, both thoughtful and intense. And in a twist, Shepherd and 15-year-old Akilla are both played by the same actor, Tamala Mpumlawana, who is also very good. This is an interesting movie. Truman and Tennessee, An Intimate Conversation, directed by Lisa Imordino Vreeland. Truman Capote and Tennessee Williams first met in the 1940s when they were both rising stars. Capote was still a teenager, while Williams was in his late 20s, and they were both gay writers. Tennessee was a compulsive writer dedicated to his craft, while Truman yearned for celebrity, not just success. So Tennessee, I'm sure you've heard of him, wrote a series of incredibly successful plays. Most of them later turned into hit movies, all about the lives, loves, and tragedies of Southern women. You've probably seen at least some of them. The Glass Menagerie, Cat in the Hot Tin Roof, A Streetcar Named Desire, to name just a few. Truman Capote, on the other hand, wrote novels, memoirs, and true crime reports like In Cold Blood, Breakfast at Tiffany's, and Other Voices, Other Rooms. They went on vacations together. They bought houses along with their long-term lovers to exotic locales like Italy and Morocco. They both drank heavily and popped pills supplied by the notorious Dr. Feelgood. But their fractious friendship ended in bitter rivalries later on in their lives. Truman wrote a story with a character based on Tennessee Williams, whom he described as, quote, a chunky, paunchy, booze-puffed runt with a play mustache glued above laconic lips who has a corn-pone voice. In response, Truman is described as having gone so far in his shtick that all his work will be seen now in the shimmer of a poised stiletto. Wow. So this documentary is comprised of scenes from their films, still photos by photographers like Richard Avedon and Cecil Beaton, and a few key TV interviews with David Frost and Dick Cavett, not together, separately. Visually, it's experimental with lush green leaves, trees, and rippling water superimposed kaleidoscopically on much of the period footage, giving the film a drifting, ethereal feel. It's narrated by the authors themselves, as voiced by actors Zachary Quinto from Star Trek as Tennessee Williams and Jim Parsons from Big Bang Theory as Truman Capote. It's full of personal details of their superstitions, their phobias, addictions, jealousies, loneliness, and lust. And lots of tidbits. Did you know that Truman Capote wanted Marilyn Monroe, not Audrey Hepburn, to play Holly Golightly in Breakfast at Tiffany's? It was based on an actual friend of his, and he thought she would be more appropriate. And Tennessee Williams tells all viewers of his movies to walk out right before they're finished, because he says Hollywood's happy endings ruin all the stories. So this is just a taste of some of their revelations. So if you like these writers, you got to see the doc. Censor, co-written and directed by Prano Bailey Bond. It's the mid-1980s in Thatcher's Britain. Enid, played by Niamh Algar, works for the censor board. In teams of two, they rate, classify, cut, or ban the many videos flooding into the country. She's meticulous in her work, logging frame by frame any images she thinks show too much. Scenes that don't make the grade include a gouged eyeball that looks too realistic, or excessively visible genitalia. Pressure is especially strong these days because the tabloid press are blaming a rise in crime in the UK on the prevalence of video nasties. That's what they call those low-budget horror movies washing up on the sacred shores of Albion, although a lot of them were actually made there. And things get worse when a gruesome real-life murder seems to mimic a scene from a horror movie that she once approved. And once the papers prints her name, she's soon inundated by paparazzi, journalists, and nonstop anonymous obscene phone calls in her home. Meanwhile, at work, she's visited by a particularly sleazy and salacious film producer who says she would be perfect to star in his next movie. What does he mean? Well, it turns out his past video nasties include one about two teenage sisters, one of whom is violently killed. The thing is, Enid's own sister disappeared after a walk in the woods when they were both girls, and she has made it her lifelong goal to find out what happened to her or if she's still alive. So is this film somehow related to her? Is the film studio a murder machine? Are they making snuff films? Or is this all in her head? Censor is a psychological horror movie that traces a bureaucrat's slide from a proper office worker into the depths of violence and depravity. It's about the making and censoring of these low-budget horror movies in the 80s, but it's also a horror movie on its own. Its style matches or mimics the films it's sampling, from the music to the sound effects, the costumes, which give the whole film a sort of a surreal feeling. This is good, over-the-top horror. Akilah's Escape is now playing on VOD. Truman and Tennessee, An Intimate Conversation, opens today digitally at the Rogers Hot Dog Cinema. And Censor also opens today on your favorite VOD platform. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.